dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, if you want a white Christmas, here it is, folks. I mean, you can't complain too much. That's all there is to it. You want the white Christmas, here's the white Christmas, unfortunately. Bad weather. And the Doug and Daddy Show with you for the next hour here on ESPN Radio. Coming up on the program today, Nebraska linebacker coach Mike Eckler. He'll join us in about 5 minutes or so here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get back together tomorrow in Lincoln, then practice on Christmas Day, fly out Christmas night, weather permitting, to San Diego and begin their preparations in San Diego for the Holiday Bowl. So Mike Eckler will join us here in just a little bit. We'll also talk with UNK co-head men's basketball coach in Kevin Lofton in our second segment of the program today. Everybody's on break right now except the Husker men, who shocked the world again yesterday. They beat a team that nobody thought that they were going to have a chance to beat, even the announcers yesterday for the Husker Sports Network. But UNK coach, co-head coach on the men's side, Kevin Lofton, along with Mike Eckler. Also, we've got our four finalists in for the Doug and Daddy Bruce Furniture Bowl Bonanza and Pigskin Pick'em. They are the four that defeated us on the show in our weekly competition, which went like 15 weeks, so 11-4, I'll take that. That gets us into the playoffs. It's not a BCS bowl berth, but it does get us into the NFL playoffs if we're 11-4, 5, 12-4, whatever it would have had to been. And so we'll talk about their selection, see where some of the differences are as well. We will play the 12 Days of Christmas for you, the classic Bill Callahan slash edition, because, wow, why not go into the holidays with that thought? Doug Duda along with Tony Davis, our producer-engineer, Derek Stenson. Last show before Christmas, so Merry Christmas.
Douglas, Merry Christmas to you. I just happened to look at our little sheet that we use kind of all year to establish lines before they're out. Nebraska-Tulsa, when you looked at the game on the power rankings, looked to be about a 7-point differential there. 47-40 for Nebraska. Now, obviously, on a neutral court, you don't throw in the 5.5 or 5 points for the home court. So it would have been 7 points. So a nice win for the Husker men. And they did shock everybody again.
They beat Tulsa. They scored 74 points. Nobody had more than 12 points. Tulsa was a team that likes to average in the upper 80s to around 90 points a ball game. They had throttled a couple of teams that Nebraska had played a lot worse than the Huskers did. Not big-time names like Jackson State and Chicago State, but they'd beaten them much worse. And they were picked to win Conference USA. Memphis is a member of Conference USA. It was just dominated that conference lately. But Tulsa was picked to win it, and Nebraska wins that basketball game. And now today they get another big challenge, 11-1 BYU. They'll still be partying after their football win. See that? In Las Vegas, so all the fans will probably stay over and check out some basketball and continue to party in Las Vegas. And why wouldn't you? So BYU, Nebraska, 9:30 the schedule tip time tonight, and you will be able to hear the game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Do BYU fans party?
Yeah, even on Sunday sometimes. Not as much, though.
Not as much on Sunday, okay.
No. Let me throw this out. I'm bummed. Two reasons. Thanks, Oregon State. I'm 0-1. All right, you know, my bowl pool started last night. I'm 0-1, and it wasn't even close. Again, so much more in the last 5 years about who wants to be there and who doesn't want to be there. It's hard to pick. It's like the NFL. Who's playing? Who's not playing? Who's going to try? Who's not going to try? You get a battle of teams that are 4-11. Who's going to try and win the last game? One team does. One team doesn't. I think Nebraska and Arizona are both on the same page. They both are going to play hard next week, but there's going to be at least a half dozen football games. A lot of people are bringing up Southern Cal. Do they even want to play Boston College? Some of this is going on in the Pac-10, Stanford, the same way. A lot of people picking Oklahoma big. We don't necessarily agree with that, but there are some games out there you just go, You know, Fresno State, Wyoming. Well, how did Wyoming win that football game? You know,
6-6. Why would they? Okay, 7-6, 6-7. Really, what difference does it make? No, they came out on fire. You're exactly right, Doug. You look at Oregon State, a team really one play away. One play away from the Rose Bowl, and I guess as a Pac-10 team, everything you want to do, that's make it to the Rose Bowl. One play away from that, well, they don't go there. So you go to Las Vegas Bowl. Okay, just
BYU been there 5 years in a row. You thought, got to get an old hat and keep going back there. It's not like fans are that far away from getting there. Tonight, Cal, Utah, who you got?
Cal at times without now, obviously, without Javid Best, who looked to be an incredible running back throughout parts of the season, he even had his name on that short list of the Heisman throughout times of the season. It's one of those deals where I would have thought Cal, Utah's a team, we go back a year ago, playing in an awful big bowl. I think it's going to be Utah's going to win this game.
Not I think. Who'd you take?
I'm going to take Utah.
Gonna.
I took Utah.
Okay. I think I took Utah, too. Because Cal doesn't seem to want to be there, so Cal should win by, what, 30 tonight?
Probably. So, well, you know, you go back a year ago, this is a team that was facing Alabama and shocked the world, 12-0. You know, one of those teams that was the BCS buster. They blew the deal up. They wanted to stake the claim of the national title. Didn't get that chance.
Another reason I'm bummed, supposed to be traveling for this Christmas holiday. So I'm throwing this out. You may never have heard the show. Maybe you're leaving. Maybe you're going. Truly, you listen. They say, don't travel if you don't have to. Well, I kind of have to. I want to be with the family for Christmas. That's the bottom line. You're on the interstate right now. Maybe you're going 60. Maybe you're going 40. Maybe you're going 90 in a truck. I don't know. What's it like? 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. We may put you on the air. Derek may take the info. What's it like out there? Where you at? What's it like? Is it safe to get down the interstate? Now, if you're driving on the interstate, you know, have the person in the passenger seat make the call. It's all fine. But we'll get into that as the show progresses. I'm going to lay it on the line. What you tell me is probably going to make my decision today. You okay? Everything okay today?
Well, I'm excited.
Did you have a big day yesterday? Your mind seems to be elsewhere today.
I'm excited. Well,
presents and
Christmas,
stuff?
Christmas time. I got to stop at Troutman's yesterday. My head about exploded.
Did you get a? You didn't have to get a ham that was whacked?
No, I didn't have to get a ham that was whacked. I actually, for the Christmas Eve night, it's not the prime rib and turkey. It's more the soups and sandwiches. So had them slice up three different kinds of meat for me. So they did a lot of whacking on that, I guess.
Anything else?
Shrimp. Lovely shrimp selection at Troutman's Quality Meats.
What'd you get? What are you going to do with the shrimp?
You know, it's all cold. It's all cold cocktail shrimp. Don't have to do anything to it.
All right. Well, he's not at Troutman's, Daddy, but Nebraska linebacker coach Mike Eckler also getting ready for maybe a Christmas holiday meal before they take off for beautiful San Diego.
Well, he's picking up the lingonberries. Coach, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing? Actually, I'm just at the grocery store, so if you hear some beeping in the background, that's what it is.
What's on the menu, Coach?
Well, you know what? I can't divulge that because I'm surprising my wife.
A frequent listener to the Doug and Daddy Show, by the way. Well, Coach, we'll get into it while you make some of your selections there. Linebacker Coach Mike Eckler joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach Pelini said Saturday after the practice, and we kind of been playing it on the sports today, that he trusted his team to give him this time off between Saturday's practice and then and congregating again tomorrow. A lot of kids stuck around, but talk about the faith that the coaching staff has in the maturity level of this team.
Well, I think that Coach hit that on the hit that exactly right. I mean, these guys, I mean, they know what we expect, and they've been with us now for 2 years, so they understand the culture and they understand that we've got a responsibility and a job to do, and if they're going to go home, then they're going to have to work out and they're going to have to be ready to roll and take their notes and not just show up when we take off, and they got to keep preparing.
Kids that have come a long way in 2 years, one comes to mind in Phillip Dillard. One found himself fourth or fifth on the depth chart at one time. Now looks to be a surefire lock to get drafted.
You know what? Could not be more proud of the guy. He stuck with it. He really, his attitude has just been absolutely phenomenal, and everything you want in a team player right now. And I just, again, couldn't be more proud of him, couldn't be happier for him. And the guy's playing at an extremely high level. And I told you before, Tony, that I attribute a lot of that to James Dobson, our strength coach. He's done a phenomenal job with all of our guys, not just Phil. But, you know, and that's one of the reasons that Sue last year, one of the reasons that he decided to come back. He said he wanted another year with Dobson. And he's done just a great job in getting these guys, you know, really, really, their hips are loose, they're faster, you know, and just, you know, it all works hand in hand.
Mike Eckler joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, how difficult is it to be the linebacker coach, but then have all these defensive backs coming in and playing so much dime coverage against the likes of Texas lately and seeing so many different looks? How difficult is that for you, or is everybody on the same page and that's just fine?
Oh, yeah, it's just great. You know, they're putting me out of a job. I'm going to be on the unemployment line here pretty quick. Dug on communist offenses. Marvin Sanders, I mean, shoot, he's coaching half our defense right now. Between him and Carl, I mean, I just sit back and basically I'm on a smoke break. But no, seriously, a lot of the checks, the majority of the checks and everything that we're doing still goes through, and usually it's Phil that's in there. So everybody's on the same page, and it doesn't matter if we have three backers in there, if we have one backer in there. Everybody's got to understand what everyone's doing. And the one thing that we've made huge steps, and Carl really has done a good job, and Marvin and our kids really in buying into this, rarely are we ever not on the same page because the communication is so good between the secondary, between the backers and the D-line. And last week in practice, we had one instance where it happened. Will Compton and I think it was Eric Haig weren't on the same page. And it was Marvin kind of went off, and we were laughing after practice. I said, man, that hasn't happened in a month of Sundays. You know, it's really rare now to not see those guys communicate and all be on the same page. And so it's worked out well for us.
Mike, we started on the show. One of the topics we were talking about was last night's bowl game where Oregon State looked like they didn't even show up, and that happens with so many bowls. There's six or seven teams that are either disappointed in the game they're at or the way the season finished. And I know as a player and as a coach, that wouldn't even enter into your mind, but how does the coaching staff go about making sure Nebraska doesn't fall into that kind of a web?
Oh, we got one thing in our mind, and that's to finish this thing out the right way and to finish it off with 10 wins. And really, you look at it, you get what you earn. And we earn the opportunity to go to the Holiday Bowl. And you can say what you want. We didn't do what we needed to do to get to any other bowl. And we're excited and happy about the opportunity. And our kids, one thing about these guys, they really enjoy playing together. And they really enjoy going out there and representing the university. And you're going to see an inspired football team. You're going to see a team that is ready to strap it up one more time. It's the last time that you're going to see Sue and Phil and Barry Turner and all those guys out there playing together. And those guys want to go out the right way.
Mike, which of the young guys do you think has come the furthest and obviously got most of the playing time lately?
Oh, geez. As far as defensively, Denard, or Dennard, I'm always confused on how to pronounce it, but Alfonso, he's done a great job and really, really come along he really has made himself into a darn good player. Prince, you know, he's not as young, but a guy who really didn't play a whole lot of snaps last year. And this year, I mean, shoot, he's a first-team all-conference player. So those two guys really stand out to me.
Mike Heckler, Nebraska linebacker coach, joins us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, your thoughts on what scares you about Arizona? What's number one on your list when you look at them?
They're just well coached. I mean, Mark Stoops, and all the other guys there. That, you know, it's basically we're playing Texas Tech. You know, it's their offense. Sonny Dykes is their offensive coordinator. He came from Texas Tech. His dad was a longtime head coach there, and so really, again, I mean, you're going to see a Texas Tech offense, and they'll spread you out, and they'll sling it around, and they got just enough running game to keep you honest. So they're an explosive offense. They've done a nice job, and that's probably the biggest thing.
That's one thing Texas Tech does different than anybody else is the line splits. Do they do that too?
Yeah, they do. They spread you out, and they've got three receivers that, you know, they're 6'4", 210-pound kids, really big physical kids who can run, and you know, they present a lot of challenges, and they've been really successful, and they compete their tail off, and so it's a great challenge for our guys.
So do you guys celebrate Christmas tonight at the Eckler household?
We celebrate Christmas every night.
He's got four young kids, all under the age of 9, Tony. I imagine there's still a lot of anticipation at Christmas Eve.
Oh, man, our kids are just bouncing off the walls. We've been going over to the Devaney Center and swimming the last couple of days, so we've worn them out pretty good. But they're excited, and they should be.
Coach, if I give you one rule change, that's your Christmas present from the Big 12. One rule change, what would it be?
I'd say get rid of the biggest crock call out there, and that's the horse collar. You know, it's crazy to me that this horse collar, I don't know how you call it. Next thing they should do is they should just put a bunch of flags around the offensive player's waist, because if you're out there and you got a guy running across the middle, he's running a 4-4, I'd say grab whatever you can minus the face mask and get his butt down. And so here they're telling you you can't latch on to a shoulder pad. And I mean, what? It's crazy. You got to read a manual on how to tackle these days. It's absolutely insane.
Well, I know that had to be a big frustration in the Texas game, especially.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. But, you know, again, you saw it a couple times this year. You saw Sue, I think he got called against Texas Tech.
Missouri,
yeah. And, you know, it's a crazy call. It's absolutely insane. I don't like how some of the stuff is filtered down from the NFL. You know, the helmet, and the horse collar. And like I said, it's going to turn into flag football if we're not careful.
Coach, before we let you get out of here, you've been around Glenn Dorsey. You've been around Ndamukong. Who's a better player coming out of college?
Well, I'll tell you, they both are tremendous, tremendous players. But Sue is just so athletic. I mean, that guy, the way he moves, the way he runs, he's so powerful. He's made himself into probably the best that I've ever seen. He's a different breed. And he plays with such great technique, and you know it's really a tribute to. You look at all of our guys. We've had a bunch of scouts come in, and they've told Carl, they're like, hey, you know, both of your D linemen together are probably the best two in the country. You know, toss Jared Crick out there, that Cozad boy out there, and you know, and again, I mean, you got to give a lot of credit to both those guys individually, to Dobson, and obviously Carl. Carl's a freaking guru coaching those guys. He does a great job. And so to answer your question, I think Sue's a freak of nature.
Well, we think you're a freak of nature on the sidelines. We love having you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, have a merry, merry Christmas, and best of luck in the Holiday Bowl. And we'll talk about Gulf Shores after the first of the year.
Hey, sounds perfect. Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Have a great one.
Take care, Coach. Linebacker coach for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, Mike Heckler, out getting some Christmas goodies. And then the team gets together tomorrow, practices on Christmas Day, and it's off to San Diego. They've got some really cool activities out there, the beach, the zoo, the naval base out there. They've got a lot of activities that are planned. So and a football game against Arizona, which I know they'll continue to be focused on. So great to have Coach Eckler join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Boy, I hope they're not too much like Texas Tech.
But remember, and I got to set up the interview with Coach Eckler, and that's usually not a two-minute conversation. If he's not busy, he'll extend things out and visit with you a little bit. And I said, oh, great, that worked great the first time. He goes, whoa. He throws some extra words in there about what Texas Tech means, you know, that Texas Tech. He said, remember, we held Texas Tech their lowest output, Mike Leach's lowest output in 10 years. Don't give up on this team because of that. He said, you know what? We did a couple dumb things offensively, turning the ball over, you know, on the bubble screen, didn't go after it, things like that. He went back to the first couple series. He said, we're pressing them in coverage. He said the guy makes an incredible throw. They complete two third and 20s, third and 17, a third and 20. He said, really athletic, incredible throws. He said, I don't think a lot of people are going to complete those. It's a different game if those things don't happen early on. The lowest output, he said, don't give up on them yet. We're ready to go.
So Nebraska and Arizona, 1 week from tonight. And you'll be able to hear it right here on ESPN Radio in the Holiday Bowl. We'll take a break. Kevin Lofton, UNK co-ed men's basketball coach, scheduled to join us. Our classic 12 Days of Christmas. Plus, we'll look into our four finalists College Bowl pick'em on the Bruce Furniture Pigskin pick'em for those two Lazy Boy recliners. All that and more coming up.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. CharterWest National Bank.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Make it Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge today for holiday food and drink specials and coast-to-coast thoroughbred racing 11:25 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. No racing Thursday or Christmas Day. However, the finish line will be open 11 to 5 Thursday with Kino, snacks, grill, lunch specials, full dining, and bar. Racing resumes Saturday, plus bowl games and NFL football. Merry Christmas from your friends at Funner Park.
Fellas, here it is right before Christmas, and some of you still haven't even thought about what to give her. In sports lingo, that's the two-minute warning. You're behind, no timeouts, and the clock is running. Feel the pressure? Relax. At Hawthorne Jewelry, they know exactly how you can still be an MVP. They have a large selection of exciting gifts to choose from, important this late in the game. So enough of the pep talk, gentlemen. Get out there and get shopping at Hawthorne Jewelry, downtown Kearney on the Bricks.
Hawthorne Jewelry, Kearney's original jeweler.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
RV owners know there are only two seasons, RV season and wishing for RV season. And Rich & Sons has a cure for the wishing at the RV Expo Show at the Heartland Event Center, Grand Island. 3 days of the latest designs and models. 3 days of rebates, discounts, and blowouts. 3 days when you can say yes to an RV or camper from Rich & Sons and save even more than ever. Noon to 8, January 8th and 9th. Noon to 5, January 10th. Heartland Event Center, Grand Island. Come see Rich & Sons.
Temperatures are falling, and so is the price for the original SunHeat electronic infrared heater. For a limited time, own our most popular model, the SunHeat 1500 with an oak finish for just $449. When you buy direct at sunheat.com or receive a $50 instant rebate good at any authorized SunHeat dealer, dropping your price down to just $399. Don't wait until the snow flies. Get your SunHeat infrared heater today. Save money now and all winter long with safe, soft, comfortable SunHeat. For details, go to sunheat.com.
A winter storm warning remains in effect for the area today. A blizzard watch goes in effect late tonight, continues into Friday. We'll see a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain across the area today with snow accumulations of 1 to 4 inches possible by this evening. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along. You know, I forgot about this. I want to throw it again. Minden, here's the deal, Minden. Their pep band just kicks ass. That's all I'm saying. I'm just leaving it at that. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I was over there last week doing some high school basketball. They don't mess around. They're there at the start of the night. They're there through the night. They're there for the program, and they're very good. So I just want to give some props out.
Okay, I'm going to come back at you. Great job, Minden. I want to say great job, Lexington. Their pep band kicks ass as well. Two great pep bands in the area. There's others. Okay, let's take a night off here and there. Till you get up to speed, got to take a night off because some aren't good.
Here's a night most people don't take off, and that's New Year's Eve. Why not spend it with you, your friends, and your whatever part of the family you want to hang with, you know, and ring in 2010 at the Romana Inn in Kearney, because they've got the New Year's Eve package for only $149, and it includes the taxes, the tips. You get one room for New Year's Eve, and it's a beautiful room. We'll talk about that. Two queen beds or a king, whatever you want. Probably just, you know, one king, I'm guessing. New Year's Eve, unless you're, you know, daddy in the
probably
old days.
Probably be by myself.
Plus, Chef Carlos Poche has the New Year's Eve prime rib and seafood jambalaya buffet for two. And that is served from 6:30 to 8. The OK Sisters providing the entertainment. They've got the dessert bar at midnight, hot breakfast buffet for two on New Year's morning when you get up. If you want to spend an extra night, come a day early, stay another day, only $49. The beauty is it's on the weekend. It's a Friday night, or you can make it a really long weekend, come in on Wednesday. All you have to do is give them a buzz at 237-3141. There's limited availability and seating, so don't get bounced out here with all the Christmas things going on. Plan your New Year's Eve as well. And if you're outside the local area, 800-652-1909. 800-652-1909. Local number 237-3141. Plus, if you're home for the holidays from now until December 30th, and maybe this weather's going to help you out, you can stay for $49 a night. They've got the indoor pool, the oversized hot tub, fitness room, and daddy's favorite, the Elephant Eye Bar, with all the great exotic drinks. Maybe a hurricane, maybe a Mai Tai.
You know, I was going Mai Tai right off the bat with
Daiquiris.
You.
Some of those where they say even daddy only can have two.
There you go.
And there you go. But don't forget to ring in 2010 at the Romana Inn in Kearney and their New Year's Eve package. Call 237-3141 for more information.
Two more days, folks. You got the Poinsettia Bowl, San Diego, tonight. The Hawaii Bowl in Honolulu tomorrow. Then you get the Christmas Day action, of which great right here on ESPN.
And no college football.
No college football.
Like the old days. No college football like the old days.
But you got San Diego and Tennessee, which is lovely on Christmas Day. Then you get into the majority. That's when you get three bowl games on Saturday. That's when it gets started. That's when the bowl season heats up.
Now, we've got the Poinsettia Bowl tonight with California and Utah. 6:15 pregame, 6:45 is the kickoff. And who else is playing tonight, Danny?
No, just one. Just one.
And don't forget, Noah Keller, Ohio Bobcats, playing on Saturday in the Little Caesars Bowl, Ohio and Marshall.
Also something to note in that Ohio, Sarah Thomas, the first woman official to do a bowl game, too, at a Conference USA. So, just something to take note of.
Yeah, so we'll be watching on that. 12 days of Christmas coming up. We'll look more at the college bowls. But right now, it's Wednesday, and that means we catch up with what's going on at UNK Athletics with our Loper Link, the college store, brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th Street. They've got your textbooks for the second semester, and they're the cheapest textbooks. They guarantee it. Ask the manager for details, or you can even shop online at thecollegestore.com. Thecollegestore.com, also brought to you by Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. We have the loans. Everybody's on break for the holidays, including the UNK men's basketball team. Co-head coach Kevin Lofton joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Merry Christmas, Coach.
Same to you guys.
Well, what goes on for the fans out there that don't know? You played last Friday against UNO. We'll talk about that in a minute. And you don't play again until January 2nd. But what goes on now, and what do the coaches expect from the kids when they're not on campus?
I was listening to your interview with the linebackers coach there from Nebraska. A lot, we expect pretty much what they do. We give them 9 days, I think, is what they're going to get total. and it's a great chance for kids to get away from it. And, you know, we got some guys that are dinged up. Max is dinged up. Jeremy's dinged up. So it kind of buys them some time to get over their injuries. Refreshes everyone. Akeem Morrison got a chance to go back to Florida, which, I mean, you know, that's he needed that. I think he's a kid that's really close to his family, and being away as long as he has been, I think it's going to do him good to get back home and be around his family as everyone else on the team. So it gets everybody away from each other. It gives some kids that are dinged up a chance to heal up. We ask them to get in the gym. You know, you can't just lay on the couch like a beached whale and eat all mom's cooking.
Why do I have to get involved in this conversation?
Hey, I wasn't trying to say anything toward you. Come on now. No, but it gets, you know, they got to get off the couch. They got to shoot. You know, they got to do some jogging to stay in some type of shape. But I think it's real vital to them to get back.
Sometimes, Coach, you look forward to the breaks in your season, whether it's Christmas or whatever it happens to be. Sometimes you wish you could keep things rolling, but it sounds like from all standpoints you're kind of glad that this break comes at this time.
Oh, no question. I think that we kind of dodged the bullet in that, you know, we would have loved to have Max and Jeremy healthy for the UNO game. But if these injuries happen, let's say 2 weeks from now, they're going to miss 6-7 games. As it stands now, maybe they're going to miss, counting the UNO game, maybe 2 or 3. You know, so if things go well, we could have them back from Mesa State if it goes well. Now, if it doesn't, then maybe it's going to be a little longer. But, yeah, the break came at a good time for them.
Kevin, assess how the team's playing throughout this many games of the season.
We're pleased with them. Obviously, you know, as a coach, you want to be greedy. I think we could easily be 8-3, had some things gone a little different. We played a little bit better, but I mean, we got a lot of new faces. You know, guys that were role players are having to step up and be marquee players. And, you know, I think Josiah Parker has answered that call. Max was starting to play pretty good basketball before he went down. He had a great game against Adams State, and then he goes down against Fort Lewis relatively early in the second half. So, you know, I think we're playing well. You know, the kids are showing some fight. I think the thing I like the most about our team is, you know, we go up to Mankato, and Mankato State's pretty good. Actually, they're really good. And they had us down 36, but our kids didn't give up on it, and they chipped away. And we got beat pretty bad, but, you know, they never just hung their head and felt sorry for themselves. They kept scrapping. The same thing happened at Fort Lewis. We got down 25 in the first half, but, heck, they found a way to get it to 11 by halftime. And a couple times we got it to 8. They made an 8-point game in the second half, but we just couldn't get over the hump. Losing Max really hurt us there. So, you know, I like our kids' attitude. I think they're starting to get it. Hopefully we can put it together soon, especially right after we come back from the break and get things going in the right direction.
UNK co-ed men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton joins us. Of course, Max Freilich put up 30 points a couple of times this year, and when the Lopers do get back, Doan, non-conference, and then Western State and Mesa State, 3 straight home games coming in. Coach Carol Russell was telling us last week, and I think we all know on the women's side, not only can they not develop depth, they just don't have the players flat out. I mean, they have to play 7-8. That's all they've got. What about the numbers for you right now?
That's something that this is new territory for us. The last couple of years, we've been probably playing 6 or 7, whereas this year we feel we can go a little deeper than that. We've been with an 8-man rotation, but I think Mike Van Dahl really stepped up when Jeremy went down, and then also Dexter Higgins from Bennington hit 2 big threes against UNO. So I think when you get Max and Jeremy back, we could be trying to find a way to play 10, depending on how things go. So it's a luxury that we have this year that we haven't had in the last 2 years, and I kind of feel bad for the girls because what they're going through, we've gone through the last couple of years as far as just not having the numbers that you would like and having to play, you know, people a lot more minutes than you probably would like to play them. You know, as a player, you love it. I mean, heck, if I could go back in college and play 30 minutes a game, I would love that. But, you know, when you start looking at it from a coaching's perspective, the more depth you can develop, the more kids you can have, get better as that year goes on and be there down the stretch, the better you're going to be.
Kevin, is this maybe the best continuity and the right kids on this team for the first time in a few years?
Yeah, I think you got to say yeah, in that I think the kids are getting along pretty good. I think, you know, Josiah Parker, I mean, you got to tip his cap, your hat to the kid. I mean, he has really stepped up. I think against UNO, his stat line went, 29 or 26. I can't remember which one. I don't have stats in front of me. But I know he had 9 rebounds, he had 4 assists, and he had 3 blocks. And, you know, if you look at him as a freshman, I would never have projected that type of senior year for him. And he's been off to a great start, and I think he's providing some leadership, and Max is learning to be a leader. I mean, it's not easy to do it, especially when you're just a sophomore, but I think the leadership is there, and I think that, you know, the newcomers are starting to buy in, and they seem to get along, and that's huge. Now we'll see what happens when everybody comes back from the break and we move forward. I think that, you know, the chemistry is potentially there, the talent is potentially there, but we got to get healthy and we got to work hard and kind of shore up some mistakes that we're making and get on the right track.
Talking with Kevin Lofton on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, we'll let you get out of here with this Western and Mesa coming up, and not necessarily from a UNK standpoint, but your thoughts on the way the conference season has started as a whole. You beat Highlands, who was favored. Has anybody been surprising so far?
Mesa State kind of came out of they came out of nowhere. I kind of hesitate to say nowhere, but they got a good D1 transfer in Mike Dominguez. Right now, in talking to the coaches around the league, Mesa State is probably playing the best of anybody in our conference right now. They're undefeated. I'm not saying they have the most physical talent, but when you start talking about a team and everything that goes with that, I think right now they're playing the best, and so that's going to be a real tough one. For us, after Mesa, you know, you expect Fort Lewis to do well. Fort Lewis to do well, and they're doing solid. And everyone expects Metro to be really good, and they are pretty good. I think Colorado State Pueblo, who came in here and knocked us off, has only lost 2 games on the year. They're undefeated in the league, and I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. So I would say right now, those are the teams that I think are kind of hot and have the potential to be really, really tough down the stretch.
He is the co-ed men's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Kevin Lofton. Hey, Kevin, have a great Christmas and a new year, and we'll talk to you again in 2010.
Yeah, you guys too. Be careful out there with this weather, huh?
Hey, sounds good. Thanks, Coach. Kevin Lofton with us on our Wednesday Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. They offer all types of loans, from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, we have the loans. And by the College Store. Hey, Lopers, the College Store is open for you with your textbook supplies and tons of Loper gear. Stop by or check them out online at thecollegestore.com, thecollegestore.com. When we come back, 12 Days of Christmas, non-traditional style after this.
Hey, Steve, that one of those Subway melts?
Mm-hmm.
Want to trade?
No way.
Wait, trade with me. I've got a banana and cake.
Come on, give you my lunch for a week.
I got fudge. Get your own.
That's right, get your own Subway melt, like the ooh-la-la-licious new Chicken Cordon Bleu melt, or our newest $5 footlong Chicken Marinara melt. Melted goodness made irresistible. New Subway melts. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax, limited time only at participating Subway restaurants.
'Tis the season to be busy. Cards to sign, parties galore, presents to buy online. Let Webroot Internet Security Software give you one less thing to worry about. Webroot's best-in-class technology is recommended by experts and trusted by millions worldwide. And unlike the other guys, Webroot provides free U.S.-based telephone support. Scan your PC for free at webroot.com/freescan and find out why they're safe, and then there's Webroot safe. Look for Webroot at computer and software retailers.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
A winter storm warning remains in effect for the area today. A blizzard watch goes in effect late tonight, continues into Friday. We'll see a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain across the area today with snow accumulations of 1 to 4 inches possible by this evening. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
I didn't think I did very bad on that.
Just like
that wasn't bad, was it?
I
thought it was okay.
Know.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. A true Christmas listen. Song. What you're going to hear here in just about a minute, listen. Not a true Christmas song. I'll set it up in just a moment for you. But TCU's Gary Patterson voted the Associated Press College Football Coach of the Year. In a close vote, he edged out Brian Kelly, Cincinnati's coach who went to Notre Dame. Alabama's Nick Saban was fourth. Chip Kelly, Chris Peterson, and Mack Brown all received some votes. Patterson and the Horned Frogs are 12-0 as they get ready to play unbeaten Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl. Would that have been your pick?
Tough to argue.
I got to vote on one of them, and I don't even remember how I voted. We voted 1 through 7. And you know, I think I voted, I don't know. I think I might have voted Boise State. I might have voted for Chris, but I don't remember. Brian Kelly, I thought, did a heck of a job at Cincinnati, too. They actually had to beat
all three of those coaches.
Yeah. Couldn't go wrong there. The biggest story in all of the land, according to the Associated Press, they had to resend the ballots out after the Tiger Woods deal. That still didn't win. Steroids, still the big story of the year. Not even the Tiger Woods sex scandal was considered a bigger story. The Woods scandal finished as the fifth biggest story of the year. Following Jimmy Johnson's fourth straight NASCAR championship, Roger Federer winning his 15th Grand Slam title, and Brett Favre ending his second retirement to lead the Minnesota Vikings to a division title. And whatever him and Childers have going on, grow up, you babies. You're playing for our Super Bowl.
Did you see him sitting on the bench with his arms crossed and just shaking his head? You big baby, grow up.
I mean, I'll pout, but not. I mean, I'm not making $25 million a year, Brett, Brad, whoever. Get over it. I mean, this was supposed to be all good, huggy, warm, fuzzy, Christmassy type feelings going to the playoffs, going to the Super Bowl. You start doing this, you're not even going to win a playoff game.
Reminds me of Riz when he shows up late where we're watching football, and then people give him a little crap.
Oh, yeah. You mean 12 out of 15 weeks? Yeah.
Yeah.
Texas A&M senior Derrick Rowland. Oh, I don't think a lot of people saw it last night. I YouTubed. It's not there yet. He's undergone surgery already after sustaining a gruesome leg injury during their basketball game against Washington, leaving several teammates in tears on the court because it was so bad. A pin was put in his leg. He went up untouched for a lay-in and crashed hard to the court near the basket. His lower leg appeared to be bent at nearly a 90-degree angle. Dr. Donald Sloan buried his face in his jersey, or his teammate did. Excuse me, not the doctor. His teammate did, and a team trainer needed to be helped off the court after treating Roland. I mean, it was just bad, 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 bad. Broke a couple of bones in his leg, so not good at all. Let's talk about good things. And by the way, if you're out on the interstate, you missed how it was at the beginning of the show. We're still trying to figure out how people are traveling on the interstate. We had a message.
Our friend from Dave in Aurora said, I snowpacked, but yet a lot of people still traveling. So,
if you're out on the interstate, how is it? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Where are you at on the interstate? How fast are you going? What's it like? Is it worth getting out on the interstate? We know not to travel if you don't, but a lot of people want to get to their families and get to their Christmases. You're out there. Let us know how it is. And while we wait to hear from you, let me set up our 12 days of Christmas. This was in a bleak time for Nebraska football. Before it was Doug and Daddy, it was Doug and Matt. Matt Schick was the sports director at NTV. He's went on to bigger and better things. He hosts a morning show, I guess, somewhere in, what is it, Omaha?
Schick, Nick, it rhymes with.
Well, there's a heck of an uncaught Chicken Nick. That makes sense. Oh, but it was a horrible Husker football season. Joe Daly was the quarterback. Bill Callahan was the coach. Oh, here we go.
On the first day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me a Joe Daly INT. On the second day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me two Lincoln losses and a Joe Daly INT. On the third day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the fourth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the fifth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the sixth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the seventh day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me seven players leaving, six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the eighth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me eight streaks of broken, seven players leaving, six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the ninth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me nine more new coaches, eight streaks of broken, seven players leaving, six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the 10th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 10 Red Raider touchdowns, 9 more new coaches, 8 streaks of broken, 7 players leaving, 6 crappy losses, 5 measly wins. 4th in the division, 3 blowouts, 2 Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the 11th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 11 games of torment, 10 Red Raider touchdowns, 9 more new coaches, 8 streaks of broken, 7 players leaving, 6 crappy losses, 5 measly wins. 4th in the division, 3 blowouts, 2 Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the 12th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 12 soulless backers, 11 games of torment, 10 Red Raider touchdowns, 9 more new coaches, 8 streaks of broken, 7 players leaving, 6 crappy losses, but 5 measly wins. 4th in the division, 3 blowouts, 2 Lincoln losses, and Joe Daly.
INT.
Today I have asked Coach Bill Callahan to step down as the head football coach at Nebraska effective immediately.
It doesn't get any better than that, except wow. Yes, it does. Doug, you did a Matt Schick.
Remember when you pieced that deal together, people were swerving off the road because they thought he'd really asked him to resign.
They fired Callahan? They fired Callahan? That was great stuff. Peterson, Stella Putz. We'll take a break. Be back to wrap it up on this Christmas, pre-Christmas edition of the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements, and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's centerpointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
The holidays are a time to celebrate with family and friends, but don't forget, it's also a time when cops will be cracking down on drunk drivers. It doesn't matter who you are or where you drive. If you drive drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. So go to parties and have fun this holiday. But don't forget that cops will be out in force. If you get drunk, do not get behind the wheel. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Thanks for calling Sears Automotive Center.
Can you fix my car?
Well, at Sears, our ASE certified blue automotive crew mechanics know cars inside and out. We'll find the problem and give you the best price, guaranteed.
Brakes.
Yes.
Tires.
Yep.
Struts.
Of course.
Oil changes.
Totally.
Helsinki smash rod.
You just made that word up, sir.
You're good.
Come into the Sears Automotive Center for our real-time price checks and get the best price guaranteed. Through January 2nd, all Michelin tires are on sale. Plus, receive $70 cash back by mail with a purchase of four Michelin tires. We also have tires starting as low as $29.98. Visit SearsAuto.com to learn more. Sears. Life well spent.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Vidalki Heating and Air.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
A winter storm warning remains in effect for the area today. A blizzard watch goes in effect late tonight, continues into Friday. We'll see a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain across the area today with snow accumulations of 1 to 4 inches possible by this evening. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
That's right. Out to all the guys. We've had some calls in, Derek, by the way. How are the roads out there? 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. And really, I'm concerned about I-80. Because if you can't get on I-80 and at least move, and I don't mean 80. I just mean 50, whatever it takes.
You just assume not go through Phillipsburg on your way to Lincoln.
Yeah, I'm not going to get to spend it with the parents anyway. They're not coming up from Warren on the highway. We're supposed to meet and go. I think there's a lot of people out there. I think a lot of the highways are even going to be more dicey than the interstate, but a couple of reports.
Yeah, we got Greg from Hastings gave us a call. He is eastbound between Minden and Grand Island on I-80 there. He's driving 75, but he's got four-wheel drive. He said there are some cars cars off the road. And we also got a call from Carl from Tennessee, who's actually driving a truck.
Hey, Carl. Go Vols! Hey, I like the Vols.
He's trying to get home to his family for the holidays. He was at around the Elm Creek exit on the I-80 there. He said it's plowed, but there's some ice pack, but he's in a big truck, so he's not having a problem. But there are some dicey conditions.
What was Tennessee?
Tennessee. Carl from Tennessee. Carl. Yep.
Oh, maybe Carl could pull over, I buy him lunch, and just hop in, catch a ride. What do you think?
There you go, Carl.
He's probably already blown by Kearney by now. If you've got an update, if you're somewhere on the interstate listening on 1460 out of Kearney, 1550 out of Hastings, give us a call here in the last couple of minutes. Let us know where you're at, how the traffic's moving on the interstate. I'm still trying to decide whether I'm going to be able to get out of here or not, because it just sounds like it's really not going to get any better, which they told us, although it doesn't seem like it's going to be as bad. As they told us, it's still just not going to be good. The ice, if it wasn't for the glaze of ice this morning, I think we'd be in a lot better shape. But more and more traffic, it melts that stuff off. It's now snow. Maybe it's okay. I'm looking for your help, 888-455-3776.
Have we got a new snow total, Doug? Because on the way here, they said 1 to 4 inches through today.
That's what they keep saying, then maybe 1 to 3 tonight and 1 to 3 tomorrow. So it could get up to 9 or 10.
So it's still not the 12 to 20.
It just depends who you're listening to. Hey, we go to the Dent Popper inbox. Almost getting enough songs for a Doug and Daddy Christmas album. Says I'm putting the last finishing touches on Little Producer Boy as we speak. Come, they told him. Pum, pum, pum. Little Producer Boy, Derek. Let's take a look at some of these college picks. We had four finalists. Justin. We also had, well, let's see, are the names on these? Yeah, Jim from Loomis. There's Wes from Amherst. We had Chris from Lawrence and Justin from Kearney. And basically, guys, the first four are all the same. Everybody took Southern Cal, Pittsburgh, Ohio, and Clemson. There's a little in Georgia. I think everybody's got Georgia here as well. So this weekend, there is one Texas A&M. Jim took Texas A&M. You gave him 26. We had him picking between 10 and 13. You gave him 26. There's a couple Texases in here. And, in fact, three of the four picked Texas. One picked Alabama, and that's Jim from Loomis. So we're going to keep an eye on that. Let's see, Nebraska. Nebraska and Nebraska. So they all took Nebraska.
We've got Stan from Hastings on the lines with the traffic report here.
Stan, what's up?
No.
Where are you at?
Just got to Grand Island, come up 281, the Osborne Expressway from Hastings. Not too bad, about 50, maybe a little faster. The worst part is when you a semi or something get behind them or a big truck, you can't see anything then. But, I mean, you can go 50 or so. They've plows are out. So.
All right. Hey, thanks for the update. Have a great Christmas. Let's stay on the phone lines. Carl's back with us. Carl, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm still traveling down through here. The truck does pretty good at 70. A lot of weight on it, so that's always a good thing.
Where's your final destination?
Knoxville, Tennessee, so yeah. I'll be at the Vols.
All right, Carl. Hey, thanks for the update. Safe travels, buddy.
I was going to say, I do like the Vols, but it takes more than one Peyton Manning to make up for a Pichula.
So true. Hey, Merry Christmas, Carl.
Hey, have a good weekend, boys.
He is heading down Interstate 80, trying to get to Knoxville, Tennessee. I'll tell you what, Carl, there's probably some sweet home Tennesseans there as well. We love the ladies down south. Nothing like a little southern draw. Well, Daddy, we're out of here on this Christmas, I guess. Anything, any shout-outs you want to give? Anything before we put it in the last motion, minute of the show?
Do you have a favorite bowl game coming up here shortly, Doug? Do you have one that stands out to you?
One I want to watch, or just one. I mean, I want to watch Ohio Marshall on Saturday. I want to watch Noah Keller again. It's not. That's the whole thing. I want to watch Frank Solich. I want to watch Noah Keller. I want to watch Ohio Marshall. Also, you know, it's kind of like a Tennessee thing. I liked Marshall. I like Byron Leftwich, Randy Moss, Chad Pennington, the Thundering Herd. Nothing to do with the movie because that was just after my time and the tragedy and all that. But still, like to see Marshall. They were a fun football team to watch. They were really the first. Mid-major, if you want to say that, that had a football program a few years back that got into the top 25 during the Pennington and Moss era. So I want to see that one. Everybody thinks the Monday night game between Georgia and A&M is going to be a shootout. We'll have it for you here on ESPN. It actually starts about 4:30 in the afternoon. And then we can talk about next week as well. So I guess those would be the two. Nevada, SMU, I guess if I get stuck at home Christmas Eve, you know, without the family, I'm going to probably watch that. That could be interesting. Nevada's kicked a couple kids off the team for
points,
disciplinary.
Points. There's going to be a lot of points in that one. The over-under, 75, I believe. So people expecting a lot of points. I think that one's going to be over early because I think Nevada, a better football team than SMU.
By the way, Hastings St. Cecilia boys lost last night to Gretna. Great game, went overtime. Gretna won it by a final score of 55-30 in a or 55-50, 56-50, 55-50 in the boys' basketball action last night. We told you about Dominican Sue being the National Player of the Year by the Associated Press, first defensive player to ever win that. Nebraska volleyball finished fifth, Tony, in the final coaches poll. That's the sixth straight year they've done that. Iowa State finished sixth, which I believe is their highest ever ranking. Other Big 12 teams, Baylor 20th, Texas A&M 21, and Tennessee 24th.
There you go, Carl.
In the final poll there. We told you about Nebraska basketball, so I think that's pretty much going to put the finishing touches on our 2009 pre-Christmas shows. We will be back with you on Monday. Now, Danny will be in studio. I'm not sure exactly where I'll be with the weather because holiday tournaments begin next week. I'll be at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on Monday and Tuesday. We'll also have the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament Tuesday, Wednesday. The Doan College Tournament where Hastings St. Cecilia is competing. You'll hear those games on 1230 KHAS next week as well. College and NFL football all weekend long right here on ESPN. We want to thank Nebraska linebacker coach Mike Eckler for joining us today. UNK co-head men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton as well.
Doubleheader NBA action on Christmas Day, Doug. Cavaliers, Lakers, who you got?
It's a travesty that they're even playing.
Celtics, Magic, Cavaliers, Lakers. It don't get any better than that. Wraps up Tennessee, San Diego.
I'll take the Lakers because they're at home. Poinsettia Bowl tonight, Hawaii Bowl tomorrow, NBA and the Chargers Titans on Christmas Day, USC Boston College Saturday, Sunday, the Jags Patriots, Broncos Eagles, Cowboys Redskins. What more could you ask for? Merry Christmas. Maybe I'll try to make that trip this afternoon.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.